After our first night in Rome and our buffet breakfast, we'll go to the Vatican City. On the average, around 19,000 people visit it every day. It was built around the grave of the Apostle Peter, who, unlike Paul, was martyred inside the city of Rome. Vatican City is the world's smallest country and is the only nation on earth that is totally enclosed by a wall, a 2-mile wall. It has a total landmass of about 100 acres. The country was established in 1929 by the approval of Mussolini. But even before that, it was a self-governing body for most of its history. This independent nation doesn't require a passport, but it does have rules. Shoulders and knees are to be covered. Once inside a building, no hat, food, or drinks are allowed. Certain areas required absolute silence. Photography is not allowed in other areas. The Vatican has two distinct entities: the Vatican Museums, which includes the Sistine Chapel, and St. Peter's Basilica. We will visit both. The Vatican Museum displays works accumulated by the Catholic Church throughout the centuries. It is one of the largest museums on earth. But it was started in 1506 by the purchase of a single marble sculpture that was discovered in a vineyard nearby. It represents a Trojan priest and his two sons being attacked by giant snakes. It was purchased from the vineyard owner and put on display exactly 1 month after it was discovered. This is the humble beginning of a museum that contains over 70,000 works of art, of which 20,000 are on display. While we're in the museum, we'll go to the Sistine Chapel. This is the Apostolic Palace, the Pope's official residence. It is also the site of the papal conclave for the selection of a new pope. The chapel's ceiling is the work of Michelangelo. It is said that the ceiling was a project that changed the course of Western art. It is regarded as one of the major art accomplishments of human civilization. No one is allowed to take pictures or movies in the chapel. Good quality photos and videos are available free on the internet. One of the great things to see is the spiral staircase as you leave. There are several places where people can send postcards back home using the Vatican's official post office. After we leave the Sistine Chapel, we move on to St. Peter's Square and the Basilica of St. Peter. This is the largest church in the world. There are so many impressive things to see there. Many sculptures by Bernini, ceiling paintings by Michelangelo, a ceiling painted in gold leaf, St. Peter's throne. There is a 10-story high altar built over the tomb of St. Peter. There is a staircase that leads to the underground crypt where all the former popes are buried. To go deeper, go to YouTube and watch some films on the Vatican City. If you're not a museum-type person, you may want to make a list of interesting things to see and spend the morning looking for them like a treasure hunt. One of our highlights in Rome will be our daily lunch. Our tour does not provide the noon meal, so it gives us a chance to launch out on our own. So prepare for your eating experience on the trip. Go to YouTube and type in what to eat in Rome. Start with food in Rome, 18 things to know before you eat in Rome. While you're at it, type in what to eat in Turkey. I like the film called Insanely Delicious Turkish Street Food in Istanbul. Since you're on a roll, type in what to eat in Greece. The film 25 Greek Dishes You Will Love is a bit of an overload, but worth watching. The afternoon is our chance to have a guided tour of the city. We will see several famous monuments, including the Pantheon. It is said that this is the most magnificent structure ever built. Be that as it may, it is the best preserved monument in ancient Rome. It was originally a temple to all the gods. It was built by Marcus Agrippa in the 1st century BC during the reign of Augustus. He was the Caesar's right-hand man and was being groomed to be the next Caesar. If he lived, he probably would have been a good one. The Pantheon was rebuilt in 126 AD by Hadrian. The columns in front are each a single granite stone brought from Egypt. The dome is one piece of concrete. The room is 143 feet wide and 143 feet high, which makes it a perfect sphere. It is the largest unreinforced concrete dome in the world. The marble on the floor and the walls and almost everything else is original, 1,900 years old. The opening at the center of the dome is called the oculus, which, along with the door, is the only source of light in the building. The sun shining in makes the room an ancient sundial. It hits the front door every day at noon, 1 o'clock during daylight saving time. At different times of the year, the light illuminates different parts of the wall, which represents important dates in Roman history. On the longest day, June 21st, the sun shines straight down on the center of the marble floor, making everything else in the room dark. The oculus is always open and allows in rain during a storm. If it's a light rain, the rising warm air from inside the dome evaporates the water, so the rainwater doesn't hit the floor. The water from a hard rain does reach the floor, but immediately goes into a drainage system of 22 holes. The Pantheon was converted to a church in the year 609 AD. Christian statues replaced pagan ones. Another sight we'll see is the Trevi Fountain. I thought this fountain was only famous because of the movie Three Coins and the Fountain. I knew nothing of the history behind it. As it turns out, it marks the end of a major aqueduct that dates back to 19 BC. Its construction was overseen by Marcus Agrippa, the man who built the Pantheon. It was the only aqueduct that wasn't destroyed by the Germanic tribes that sacked Rome in 537 AD. It still exists today. It never stopped working. During the Dark Ages, this fountain was the only source of clean drinking water for the entire city of Rome. I found it interesting knowing more about the fountain and what the images in the water represent. To get that and more, go to YouTube and type in the FONTANA space DI space TIEVI. Scroll down to All About the Trevi Fountain in Rome, History, Art, Myths, Legends, and More. You can also find it in your weekly email by clicking on Archives of Seminar Information. The link is under Number 21, Rome, Day 2. It will be well worth your time watching this. The famous Spanish Steps is about a 10-minute walk away. They are the longest and widest staircase in Europe. The fountain next to it is called the Fountain of the Old Boat. What a day we'll have in Rome. It's a good time to talk about our tip of the week. Don't bring a lot of shoes. You don't need them. Wear safe, comfortable shoes. This is so important. Stay away from high heels. You'll be walking on slippery marble ruins. Well, we will talk to you next week.